What's your reaction to all that? Hopefully, you're able to join those of us who, by faith, looked at the cross and heard the things Jesus said, and you were moved to remember one who was so unlike any man who ever lived. But what about from there? You know, I think it's our natural reaction to give gifts to people that we love and appreciate, right? That's why when you were 12 years old, you went to the store and bought a box of chocolate for a girl at school or something like that, right? That's why grandfathers shower their grandchildren, their grandmothers and grandfathers shower their grandchildren with gifts, because when we love somebody or when we feel strongly about somebody, we want to give them things. What are we going to give to God? Isaiah 66, in the context of the temple, asks that question. I love the way it reads. Isaiah 66 in verse 1. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. So just picture that. You got God up in heaven sitting on the earth, or he's sitting on heaven. He's got his feet propped up on the earth. He leans back and he says, okay, what are you going to give to me? What is the house that you would build for me? What is the place of my rest? All these things my hand has made. And so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. Acts 17, when Paul is reasoning with people in the Areopagus, he says, God doesn't need anything from us. But here's what God said. He said, this is the one to whom I will look. He who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. And I think that Isaac Watts felt some of those same sentiments when he was writing the song. And hopefully you meant these things as you sung them. When he said, when I survey the wondrous cross, my richest gain, I count but loss. It's nothing. I pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. That's the closest thing he comes to quoting Scripture. That's Galatians 6. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. That verse is so moving to me because of how personal it is, because the things that are vain that charm me might not be the vain things that charm you, but each one of us can sing this and mean it. But then in verse 4, he says, were the whole realm of nature mine, if I had the earth to give to God, that were a present far too small. I mean, if you're going to give God the footstool that he's resting his feet on, what is that to him? You know what? God has always wanted the same thing from his people. Always. Not because he needs it, but because we need it. In Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, remember God said, What do I require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? One last verse. Let me show you 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I like the way Paul says this. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. He says, for the love of Christ controls us. Some versions say compels us. Because we have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Let me just leave you with this thought. If on some level God's word has moved you this morning, and you've been able to picture the scene of the cross, and you've been able to hear the words of Jesus, not even fully understanding everything he may have meant, but just wondering in amazement and marveling at what this man was, who he was, how he died. If that stirred something in you, and you feel love for him, and you feel this desire to give something back to him, If the love of Christ controls you or compels you, and you see all this, you hear all this, and in the face of this divine love, you still hold something back. Some little piece that you say, I want to give you something, but not that. I say this humbly, and I say this lovingly, but you fool. I say that to myself. If you can see God's love and you can hear the love of Jesus in these seven statements, if that doesn't compel you to give everything you have for Him, you're foolish. You don't see it. You don't appreciate it. But if you can agree with the last line of this song, that love, so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all, then I think you get it. And if you need to make your life right with God, or if you need to declare that you want to be a Christian and you want to obey Him and follow Him, if the love of Christ compels you, please let us know how we can help you, and come to the front while we encourage you with this song.